This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin, no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. job openings unexpectedly rose in April, pointing to persistent strength in the labor market that could compel the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again in June. Here's a Reuters correspondent, Alex Cohen.
Openings in April hit 10.1 million, which was well above the forecast for about 9.4 million, according to economists polled by Reuters. That works out to about 1.8 open jobs for each unemployed job seeker. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers have paid particular attention to the statistic, and they would like to see it back to pre-pandemic levels of around 1.2. Expectations for another interest rate increase rose following the release of this report. The May jobs report out Friday will provide more details on the state of the labor market.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. This is VOA News. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said her country will soon put a military spy satellite into orbit. In a statement carried by state-run news outlet KCNA, Kim Yo-jong also promised Pyongyang will increase its military surveillance capabilities. Her remarks came after the failure of a North Korean satellite launch on Wednesday. In a rare mission of a setback, KCNA reported that the rocket crashed into the sea after an accident. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said any launch by Pyongyang using ballistic missile technology breaches Security Council resolutions. Officials in northern Cameroon on Wednesday requested more troops after fresh Boko Haram attacks that killed at least 12 people, including six soldiers, on Tuesday. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon military and government officials in the Central African state's northern border with Nigeria say they held a crisis meeting on Wednesday, less than 24 hours after a fresh wave of deadly Boko Haram attacks were reported. Officials at the crisis meeting ordered by President Paul Biya on Wednesday in Maroua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region, requested that troops from Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad be deployed to stop militants from reconstituting groups and advancing. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni on Wednesday defied international calls to rescind an anti-gay law seen as one of the world's harshest, including a potential death penalty for aggravated homosexuality. Ugandan activists have called on international donors to impose sanctions against the Central African country's leaders over the law. The United States, European Union, and United Nations are warning that foreign aid and investment for Uganda could be jeopardized unless the law is repealed. Hundreds of Amazon workers staged a brief walkout Wednesday to protest the company's environmental impact and a new return-to-office mandate. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Power to the workers!
Hundreds of corporate Amazon workers protested the company's lack of progress on climate goals and an inequitable return to office mandate during a lunchtime demonstration in Seattle Wednesday. Church Heinley was among the protesters.
I'm out here because I refuse to just sit idly by while mandates are dictated from above down that don't make sense and hurt the planet, hurt families and individual lives.
It's been a month since workers needed to be back in the office 3 days a week. Before that, it was up to team leaders. I'm Shelly Adler.